thank you, Gabriel, for such a great start for tonight's sessions. We are always thankful, and you always bring us together in a wonderful way. Thank you. So now, for a review of Master Lemoore's message from our last session. His message concerned the six-dimensional light template that we retrieved during our 2018 Crystal Conference. He stated that we are now ready to receive some teachings from that energy. He told us that the electromagnetics that are contained in this six-dimensional light template are very potent and that they engage the mental-emotional body in a more dynamic function. As you remember, some years back, we talked about how thoughts were electric and emotions were magnetic. So this six-dimensional light template that we retrieved is all about those electrical and magnetic pieces that are very appropriately used to bring about the unification of the fragments of our mental-emotional body as it relates to the fourth and fifth dimensions. Because there's still some fragmentation at the fifth dimensional level. With the retrieval of this light template, this will be healed. This will significantly contribute to the unification of a fifth dimensional emotional body. Now, this electric magnetic field also helps the function of the fourth triad because it has massive electrical charges that relate to the mental body as well as the thoughts that are thought. It relates to the functioning of the Ark of the Covenant, where we now know that it becomes capable of creating the ON particle in full alignment with the Z particles. It also aligns through the vibration of the 11th chakra, which is undifferentiated light. Now, this alignment enables us to create differentiated light that is usable in form from the massive undifferentiated light. This is done by using the third and the second triads. Through the magnetics of the sixth-dimensional light template, the mental emotional body is altered substantially. The sixth-dimensional light template magnetics directly relate to the tenth ray of creation, where the magnetics draw to us our likeness. Now, we are not capable at that fourth dimensional level or even the lower stages of the fifth dimension of drawing precisely that divine likeness. Now that we are beginning to engage the new magnetics and much more extensive electrical charges that are available to us, things will change dramatically in the next year. It requires our introspection during our private time, which is very important. We must pay attention to what emotions we are choosing and how that affects the power of the electrical charges that are used through the fourth triad to create the Ark of the Covenant and to create the ON particles in that Zeon configuration so that the undifferentiated light is differentiated and made usable in our physical expression and creation. Now, in the new dynamics of the magnetics in this light template, the magnetics have a huge effect on the amplification of those electrical charges. It is the emotion that is created through the magnetic field that amplifies that emotion. Your emotions must be that of a higher, more refined range, not of the lower third or fourth dimensional range. This light template magnetics create amplified electrical charges. Of course, we then have the ability to create thoughts that are very potent and create a manifestation in our physical life. Now, these fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional magnetics tremendously amplify the creative power that is available to us within our fifth-dimensional mental-emotional body. This is the creative force within our physicality that creates and manifests instantly. This is the information that we have to take in and consider and then observe as we operate in our daily lives. These new magnetics allow us to think complex thoughts that allow us to create from the refinement of not just the fifth dimension, but sixth and seventh dimensions. The compressed magnetics of the second triad is also expanded. We have the ability to use the second triad efficiently and dynamically because of the engagement of the magnetics and the amplification that are taking place. Now, our ability to use the Xeon particles to differentiate the light energies into a precision that creates an experience in the physicality that is of that refinement of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimension. Now, El Morya talked about the electromagnetic component of the sixth dimensional light template and how it affects the third triad. The opening of the seventh chakra is a vast energetic opening that receives continually 100% of the time. These amplifying magnetics and electrical charges are then moved into the body where they are made usable. The unified field is then amplified substantially. All of the triads are amplified in the presence of that template. There is a massive unification that takes place in the first triad and a much different configuration of the sacred heart energies. It is within the sacred heart complexity that these new magnetics can precisely draw to our attention our divinity and our ability to create from that divine expression. The sacred heart also draws the magnetics that are needed and the electrical charges that are made usable in the neurology of the body as we create thought from more complexity and precision. The emotions are engaged to then amplify the way in which we create thought, and the thoughts that we create become aligned with the fourth triad, and the Xeon particles are then activated and made usable through the second triad. Now, within the third triad, the higher mind, universal mind, and also the oversoul is drawn out of the soul star into the third triad. Universal mind and the oversoul has taken up residence in the sacred heart center as well as being part of the third triad. Eventually, a new stable environment in the body will be created through this sixth dimensional light template. There will be no longer be an ascension and descension of the higher mind or oversoul. They will remain in the sacred heart center 100% of the time. They will also remain in the third triad simultaneously. This alone will have an effect on our light body's function. The presence of the higher mind and the oversoul is that in that third triad is necessary because of their ability to amplify those two parts of the third triad through the electrical magnetic current, which is received from the fourth triad and the Xeon particles that we have created. Now, because of the presence of that sixth dimensional light template, the Ark of the Covenant and the creation of the Xeon particles were put aside for a time. This was because we could go no further with that teaching until the sixth dimensional light template was retrieved from the time lock. We needed that electromagnetic current to make usable the Xeon particles in our creation. We needed the magnetics and electrical charges in the third triad and in the second triad as well. We needed the foundation of the first triad to bring along the first, second, and third, and fourth chakras into the unified expression of our divinity. That was done through the magnetic and electrical charges because they are reflected in the unified field. The first four chakras are related to our physicality and how we express ourselves in a body and in our creation. So, there were a lot of points made and a lot of information that was taught in that session. And it's going to require our continued review and introspection individually. Of course, it's important for us to recognize that this six-dimensional light template is an extensive light template that will benefit us dramatically in the next few years. Elmore then took a deep breath and thanked us for our attention to this very difficult teaching. And he, of course, was magnificent. And we thank him for that.